one of your questions prompted a memory of this teacher who showed up, I think in fall of 1970, and he thought he was so communicative and interactive with black students that he could use the word nigger with impunity, or at least in appropriate moments. And in fact, he thought he had such an appropriate moment when two female black high school students were having an argument. I think that's how it unfolded. And he walks up to them, basically trying to get them to stop, and said something to the effect, you know, just acting like a dumb nigger, or stop acting like a nigger. And this incident quickly turned into a very charged matter, and people came running, and you could still see him trying to argue his point that, you know, he was trying to show them they were acting in an undignified manner, and people would stereotype him in this way, but, you know, he'd already blown it. He should have shut up and gotten the hell out of there and probably left town. That incident, I think you can probably find accounts of it in the old Chapel Hill Weekly, just sort of further polarized things when we were in high school. As I recall, that teacher didn't last very long. He wasn't around very much.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground, and I wonder if there are any other memories that stand out or anything else you'd like to say, Dan.
No. As I said earlier, I think a lot more will be prompted, and I'll think of them as I go home. But the main points that I remember and that I think are significant, I've told you about the Pyramid matter, the English teacher, and the so-called riot in 1969, and how so much can focus back or be filtered through those incidents, and you can see where the big mistakes were made. And it just really was a matter of not communicating or listening. It was just one side being very progressive yet patronizing at the same time. I can't get past that. I think that's where the big mistake was made.
Wanting integration and at the same time not listening.
I think they just didn't. They may not have had the ability or have had the history of interacting that much with black Americans from the South who had gone through segregation. I just think that was not in their history. It's not something they could rely upon as they went through this process, and probably not as a conscious manner, but subconsciously. They didn't reach out and want to run these things by the black community as they discussed a lot of these things, as they discussed integration. It was more, they might have asked for their opinion, but probably didn't listen to it, just like, you know, Howard Lee in the English class. Invited him to come speak and then cut him off at the most telling moment.